A report released this week chronicles the issues facing undocumented workers at dairy farms across upstate New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the study contends that growth of the dairy industry in New York State in recent years has been achieved on the backs of immigrant farm workers who have few labor rights.
Gretchen Purser, a sociology professor at Syracuse University, says the report called Milked is the first major analysis of the way immigrant workers live on upstate New York dairy farms. And of all the comments she received, this one hit her the most.
We came here to work, but not like slaves.
Purser says the study found the issues facing these immigrant farm workers include wage theft, long working hours with no days off, poor living conditions, and the inability to organize. She says these workers also are very isolated, not leaving farms for weeks at a time because of a lack of transportation as well as fear during uncertain political times.
They're terrified of immigration enforcement. And that's heightened by the fact that within 100 miles of the border, immigration has increased ability to engage in enforcement activities. So, you know, there's a lot of fear out there.
Advocates for immigrant workers want the report to be more than an educational document for the general public. They want the state and large dairy processors like Chobani Yogurt to be aware of what's happening at dairy farms. 88 immigrant workers were interviewed from farms in central, western, and northern New York. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.